Judiciary Committee. And we have before us our last item on the agenda for today, open a work session on Senate Bill 50. Counsel, just so we're all on the same page, would you bring us up to speed?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 50, which was before you in work session some days ago, modifies the law requiring the court to award attorney's fees to prevailing plaintiff in certain actions for unlimited damages are sought. As committee remember, this committee already moved in an amendment which was proposed by Representative Krupp. The bill is back before you in that amended form. They previously, there was an amendment that was moved and failed. Now the bill is back up before you with only Representative Krupp's amendment.
Okay, so we have before us then Senate Bill 50 with the dash A5 amendments. Okay, those are currently together. We have the bill and the dash A5, and we have, so no action is required to do anything with the A5s. We have before us just distributed the A8 amendments.
Chairman.
Representative Williams.
I would move the A8 amendments to Senate Bill 50.
Representative Williams moves the dash A8 amendments to Senate Bill 50. They increase the dollar amount from $5,000 to $5,500. Is there discussion on the motion?
Which ones?
A8.
A8. The dollar amount.
Okay. Oh, if there's no discussion, is there objection?
Well, yeah, no objection. Another question.
Okay.
Because you just talked about the A5s too.
Those are already in the bill.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, those are still in the bill.
Okay.
Was that an objection or a comment?
It was an objection.
Okay.
I was preferring the amount,
$5,000
amount that came out of the Senate.
Is there another objection to the A8s?
I have a comment.
Okay.
I think that the amendment, the $5,500, is just totally out of line and actually based on false assumptions, I think, as far as the real amount of inflation and so forth. However, I am a realist, and very, very cheap $5,500 raise is actually better than nothing, I think, and I will vote for it. But I strongly object to how the amount was arrived at, that we didn't try to go a little harder. And we are, in essence, I think, kind of captive in the insurance company, because that's really all that they were agreeing to. And that is disturbing. Right?
Representative Lowe, did you remove it? You're not? Okay. Well, we have one objection registered to the dash A8 amendments. If there are no further objections, we'll move into the bill with the objection by Representative Backlund noted for the record.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Williams.
I'll move Senate Bill 50 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. I'd just like to say that to some degree I don't believe at all that we're a captive of the insurance company or the insurance industry on this issue. This committee can do whatever it darn well pleases. I believe that this is an appropriate amount. Obviously, there are many differing opinions on this committee about where this ought to come out, but I think it's an appropriate increase.
Mm-hmm. I will say from my own conversation, this is not a welcome amendment by the insurance representatives. I'm afraid we have a bill here that is accomplishing one of those classic, makes everybody mad. So, okay, if there's no further discussion, please call the roll.
Representative
Backlund?
Aye.
Representative Lowe?
Aye. I see it as a compromise.
Aye.
Representative Herbalow?
Yes.
Representative Walker?
Yes.
Representative Wells?
Yes.
Representative Williams?
Yes.
Representative Wood?
Yes. Aye. Representative Backlund?
I'm sorry. I should change my vote to no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So noted. And with that, Senate Bill 50, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We need a carrier. Representative Williams be the carrier, close the work session on Senate Bill 50. The chair requests unanimous consent to return to work.
It's been a long time since we've done this.
Yeah, to return to work session on Senate Bill 817 for the purpose of allowing Representative Williams to vote. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Williams, how do you vote on Senate Bill 817?
I vote aye, Mr. President.
Representative Williams votes aye. Close the work session. Chair requests unanimous consent to return to work session on Senate Bill 1019 for the purpose of allowing the chair to vote. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair votes aye, and we close the work session on Senate Bill 1019. Thank you, everybody, for a long afternoon, but we are done, and we will see you Monday. We are adjourned.
It is.
Sorry, no, we're not.